Matthew chapter 18 verse 19 answered prayer. Matt 18:19. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Introduction. Prayer is a powerful tool in the life of a believer. It is our direct line of communication with God. Through it, we present our needs, desires, and concerns to Him. Matthew chapter 18 verse 19 contains a remarkable promise from Jesus about the power of united prayer. This verse reminds us that when we come together in agreement, our prayers can move the heart of God in ways we might never imagine. What does Matthew chapter 18 verse 19 promise? In Matthew chapter 18 verse 19, Jesus says, "Again I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven." This promise is astounding. It implies that when two or more believers come together in unity, agreeing on a specific request, God listens and acts. The emphasis here is on unity and agreement in prayer. It is not merely about asking but about agreeing together in faith, trusting that God hears and will respond according to His will. The power of agreement in prayer. An agreement is when more than two people say the same words. It involves a deep, mutual understanding and a shared faith in God's ability to answer. When believers agree in prayer, they align their hearts with God's will, and their prayers reflect that alignment. This unity is powerful because it is rooted in the assurance that God's will is good, pleasing, and perfect. Romans chapter 12 verse 2. Unity in prayer also strengthens the faith of those involved. When we pray together, we remind each other of God's promises, encourage one another, and build each other's faith. This collective faith is a powerful force capable of bringing about what we are praying for. It's no wonder Jesus emphasized the importance of agreement in prayer. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Trusting God for the answer. While Matthew chapter 18 verse 19 assures us that God will answer, it's important to remember that His answers are always in accordance with His will. Sometimes, God's answer might be immediate and clear. Other times, it might be delayed or come in a way we did not expect. This is where trust comes in. We must trust that God's timing and methods are perfect, even when they don't align with our expectations. Trusting God in prayer means relinquishing control and allowing Him to work in His way and time. It means believing that He knows what is best for us and that His answers, whether yes, no, or wait, are ultimately for our good. The promise of Matthew chapter 18 verse 19 should encourage us to pray with confidence, knowing that God hears and that His response is always rooted in His love for us. A note on the promises of God. It's important to note that the Bible contains thousands of promises from God, over 7,000 by some estimates. These promises cover every aspect of life and are essential to the faith of believers. This series will focus on just 12 promises, each representing a different aspect of God's covenant with His people. These are not the only promises in Scripture but are chosen to inspire and encourage you in your walk with God. Conclusion. The promise of answered prayer in Matthew chapter 18 verse 19 powerfully reminds us of the importance of unity and agreement in our spiritual lives. When we come together in faith, our prayers can move mountains because they align with God's will. Let this promise inspire you to pray with others, trusting that God will answer in His perfect way and time. Reflections, discovery questions, observation. What does Matthew chapter 18 verse 19 say about the conditions for answered prayer? Interpretation. Why do you think Jesus emphasized the importance of agreement in prayer? How does this agreement affect the outcome of our prayers? Application. How can you apply the principle of agreement in prayer in your own life? Who can you partner with in prayer this week to seek God's will together? Reflection. Think of a time when you prayed in agreement with others. How did that experience affect your faith and the outcome of your prayer? Short prayer for personal application. Heavenly Father, thank you for the promise that when we agree, you hear and answer our prayers. Help me to seek out others with whom I can unite in prayer, trusting in your will and timing. Strengthen my faith as I rely on your promises, and guide me to align my desires with your perfect plan. In Jesus' name, amen.